Good evening. I had an episode that I was going to release today that very much fit the style and expectations of this program. But given the recent and very tragic news, I decided to take advantage of this platform to share my thoughts and feelings on the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I won't be too long, and I don't expect this take to be particularly unique, but it's one that I wanted to say, and one that I have tried to write up, that I have tried to post, but feel that the spoken word is the best way to get my feelings across. Obviously, what we are dealing with today, what we have been dealing with over the past 24 hours, has been a collective sensation of sadness, of mourning, of anger, and of fear. And I saw a quote, or a tweet, I suppose, that someone said. They said, "Now is not the time to mourn. Now is the time to take action." And while I applaud where it is that that person is coming from and where people feeling that are coming from, I don't think this is the time to push our feelings aside. So often we hear this mantra that you need to push through feeling sad. You need to push through being angry to reach that finish line. Don't let something bring you down. And the way you don't let it bring you down is you ignore it or you push it aside as if you're swimming through some sort of bog of emotions and you're pushing away the mud. You're pushing away the foliage and the fungus and all the other gross stuff there to try to get to the finish line. And I think that's wrong. But I'm not saying that now is not the time for action. Far from it. But this is also a time to mourn. Embrace your sadness. Embrace your fear. Don't be ashamed of taking a moment to pause and get in touch with your emotions during this. And then once you've gathered your thoughts, once you've gathered the sensations inside you, don't power through them. Let those power you. Be aware of what it is that is driving you forward into actions. When you go into the voting booth in November, or maybe it's October if you're early voting, or if you're doing a mail-in ballot, or when you go do something charitable, or you give your time and your energy to doing a positive net good, don't numb the negativity around you. Be aware that it is the negativity within yourself that is pushing you forward to bring something positive, or else it will feel empty. It will feel dry. Don't imagine the worst case scenario either. You know, I don't need to spend time telling you what the ramifications of Ginsburg's passing could mean to the United States judicial system, to our country as a whole, or the strength of the constitutional republic. Instead, just come to terms with it's heinous, and we're in a heinous situation. And don't put your blinders up. Let that power you. Let this be your faith. you know, I recognize most listeners to this show are of a younger audience, many of whom we so often hear the phrase have abandoned their faith in the literal sense of having left religion. But I feel like, to an extent, that puts so much blame on us. I feel like religion has left us. Spirituality has left us. We didn't leave that, you know. But we were aware of institutions that we maybe disagreed with, or institutions that were hypocritical. And that can make us blind to internal spirituality. And so, as I say so often on this show, take pause of where you are and what's happening around you in the immediate presence, not the grander scheme of things, not what's going on in the political landscape right here, right now. And if you are feeling sad as I am, if you are feeling like a metaphorical freight train just keeps hitting you over and over and over again, do not become numb to that. Embrace that. Allow yourself to cry. Give yourself the space to feel pain. And don't forget that pain. Don't forget your internalized suffering, because that is what is going to motivate you forward. And that is what is going to collectively motivate us as a country, us as a society, to move forward. Mourn the loss of a truly phenomenal woman. Be afraid of the potential loss of the integrity of the United States. But use that to be a positive force. Use that to be the best person you can be, to be an engaged person. And don't let anyone challenge you on not doing enough, because that takes away from what your experience has been. That is them attempting to make an objective statement about your subjective experience. The only thing I'm going to tell you to do is to vote. But the steps you take, how to get there, and what you feel along the way, that is entirely up to you. I just hope that it isn't done with being numb. Don't be numb to being angry. Don't be numb to being sad. Don't try to push that away. If I said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. Embrace it. And with that, maybe, just maybe, collectively, we can take the steps for finding societal inner peace. Now, I don't mean that no conflict, or that the divides that we have, you know, in our country, in our cities, in our states, in our neighborhoods, in some of our families, won't go away. I mean, will go away if we do this, but just, there is a core foundation with all of us that is being badly crippled, and we think that feeling negative thoughts hurts that foundation. But you have to embrace them as part of the mosaic. And with that, have a beautiful stained glass window of your soul to put out there. I hope that you just find these few words helpful, or give you the opportunity to look at yourself. Anyway, I'll be back to normal Star Wars related programming in the next coming weeks, but I really felt it was necessary to just focus and to just allow yourself to react and to give reverence to the monumental person that was Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I really can't think of much else to say, so I'll just sign off with be hopeful and may the force be with you.